you, Yeshim Lenikro. There's such a Kabbalah, like Halacha L'mashma Sinai, that's the way we read it. We don't know how to read it, but there's a Kabbalah, Yeshim Lenikro. You have to go Basa, Yeshim Lenikro. Then we know we read it, Cholov. Rashi says, yeah. It's like this. Rashi says what? I'm with Yeshim Lenikro, but let nobody argue on this. If anybody argues that you don't have a mikra, the way to read it, so how do you know it means cholov? Maybe it means chelev. You don't have the issa of bosa b'cholov. So pshita, there is such a klal of yeshim lemikra. You have to go after the way we read it. So most of that is true. Ela de kula yalma yeshim lemikra. Vad, everybody holds you go bosa mikra. The way we read it, and not so much the way it's written down in the Torah. The Rebbe Rabbonin, so what's the machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbonin? Balka miflagi. Rebbe Sava Yashiyun Elohim Achrina. When it says the word Yashiyun, it goes on Elohim Achrina, another Bezdin. Rashi like this, Yashiyun Elohim means Achrini. Levad me Elohim Oma Lamala. Excluding this Dayan that it says here, Bina Tarti. Need another two. O Lamala Dumid Lamata Rei Dalit. That's the Rebbe Darshan's. Yashiyun Elohim means you need another one excluding what it says here. So it says two here and two there, that's, you know, you need four. And you can't have an equal number, you need five. That's Rabbi Svara. For Rabbanan Savrino, Yashiyan the Heich Bahoi. Yashin goes on these two Dayanim we're talking about right here. Rashi says, the Heich Bahai means Yashiyan Elohim, Homolamala. And what we talked about before, for Lehim Omakan, and with the Him over here. No, the word Yashin is not saying anything new, anything extra. Yashin is just saying, on the Dayanim that we spoke about before, the three Dayanim that we need, they could pass Ganois. But according to everybody, you go after the way we read it. We read it, Yashiyun means the Loshen Rabin. So even the Rabbanan agree, you go after the way you read the Pasuk, Yashiyun. Because they hold this word, Yashiyun, has not come to teach us that you need another Dayan there. It's come to teach us to use the Dayanim the Pasuk spoke about before. So Mela, everybody holds Yashim Lenikra. For Rabbi Yehuda ben Royitz, also Leipolig, does not argue. Like Pligi Rabbon Alei, I tell you, there's no machlekas over there. Everybody holds Yeshim Lemikra. I tell you, Rabbon also holds. How do you know that Nisha gives birth to a keva? His tummy for 2 weeks? Because we go Bosa Nikra, the way we read the Torah, we read it, Shivuayim. Even though it's written Shivim, everybody holds Yeshim Lemikra. So they go Bosa the way we know to read it, Shivuayim. Beisilu, what's done Beisilu? Then the Tanya. Vechipa, Vechipa, Vechipa. Vevnayadin. Valaydin, it's a svara. Ma domim lamato. It's nem adam lamata, v'nem adam lamala, ma adam lamurum lamata, shenosim lamaton achas kippa, just like the dam of lamata, which is only two zrikis. If you make one zriki, you have a kaporom, av dam lamurum lamala, the damim of a chattis, that you have to make the zrika above half of the mizbeach, that's called above the chut hasikra. You have to make the zrikas on four corners on the top part of the mizbeach. That's called av dam lamurum lamala, on the top part of the mizbeach. Shenosim b'maton achas, but the Eved only made one zrika just one time, is also keeper. That's what I would say. Oy, klak derazuras, maybe go the other way. That nem adam machut, it says in Issa not to make zrikas dam machut outside the mizrach. The nem adam b'fnim, ma adam amurim b'fnim, just like the dam inside. Chisim achas b'matonis le'asav le'klum, av dam amurim machut chisam b'matonis le'asav le'klum. You let me die, madam, chut mechut adam chut b'fnim. Right, so we'll stop here. We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow. We'll start over the last Gemara again. Start over. Here to the Avdalah Mabez holding. Again, so we came out, we want to say that everybody holds Yeshim Lemikra. Everybody holds, you go after the way we read it. And the Moran said, I, Rebbe, what was the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbonin? Volkim Iflagi again, the Rebbe Sava Yashiyun Elihim Achrini. The Rebbe holds Yashiyun means another one. Yashin means like another pair of Bezdin. Rabbon and Savrino, Yashin, the Hechvahai. Yashin just means the ones we have already, but it doesn't mean to say a new pair of Bezdin. That's my place, we have to have five or three. Kabyudah ben Royitz again, Le Pligi. Rabbon and Alei. I'll tell you, the Rabbon do not argue on him. Everybody agrees that you go after the Nikra, Shavuayim, that's how we know Anida, that's how we know Nisha, that you led this Nekeva, is only coming for 2 weeks. Because we go after the Nikra, the way we're supposed to read it, Shavuayim. Now Beisilu, what's the machlekes Beisilu and Beishamai then? If everybody holds, you go after the Mikra. So Churit says then, Kronos, 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 that's the way we read it. So Churit Beishamai is right.
to say that at least two zrikas should be la'akev? How come Beisilo says only one is li'akev? If you go after the mikra, everybody holds you read Quranas, Quranas, Quranas. So what's Shan Beisilo? So I'll tell you like this. Or Beisilo Shan Beisilo is the time you learned like this. How does Beisilo know to say that only one zrika is ma'akev? Because the Pasuk says three times v'chiper, 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 which means to tell us three different times that only one zrika is ma'akev. It says v'chiper three times. Rashi says b'sayya nosi or v'sira diyochid or v'kavsa diyochid or mashma desage b'kapora achat. So mashma it's enough just to have one zrika. That b'di'evid yiyotza y'kapora with even one zrika. Now let me more explain. Mifnei hadin. Because really in Svara I would have said not like that. In Svara I would have said you have to have more than one zrika for a kaporo. That's why I need these psukim to teach me know that by Shamait, by Sil Dashins, the Chipa, the Chipa, the Chipa, that even one zrika, your yotza, you have a kaporo. As Svara says, v'loy dinhu. Really the Svara is the opposite way. V'loy dinhu is like this. Nema domim lamata. It says, Rashi has three pshotim here. We spoke that yesterday with the name shot. It says the parasha zrikas domim by the kabonis that go lamata on the bottom of the chuta sikra. On the bottom part of the mizbeach. V'nema domim lamala. And it says the parasha of aichatis that you have to make the zrikas domim lamala on top of the mizbeach, on top of the chuta sikra. If so, ma domim hamurun lamata. Just like the other kabonis that you can bring the zrika on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Shenostim amaton achas kiper. Over there, if you only make one zrika, there is a kaparo, and Rashi says, because there doesn't say the word kronos, or there's pshit, it's only shtayim shemarba, so there one is enough. Therefore, in Svar, I should say, af domim ha'amurim lamala, even by korban chatis, where the zrik is supposed to be lamala on the top part of the mizbeach, where you need four zrikas, also I'll tell you that's only lemitzvah, lechatchila. But shenostim b'maton achas kiper, that's one Svar that I should learn out. From a korban chatis that the zrikas are lamala, from the kabonis that the zrikas are lamata, that just like over there, one kapara, one zrik is enough. Who are then for a chatis, also one zrik is enough. That's one way to learn. Oy, maybe no. Oy, klakla derech zu, I have another way to look at it. And this way I'll say no, you have to have all four zrikas. So I'll tell you like this. Nema domim bachutz, v'nema domim befnim. It says the parasha by some kabonis are brought on the mizbeach hachitzoin. That's the regular mizbeach. That's where regular chatis is brought. V'nem adamim b'fnim. There are special kabonis, Rashi brings down. Chatis hapnimis. The chatis that's brought on the mizbeach hachitzoin. On mizbeach hapnim. On the inside mizbeach. Which is the par kohen mashiach. The par of the kohen gadol. V'helem dover. Ha'tunim sheva hazoyes ala proiches. There first you have to sprinkle seven times on the prechus, the curtain, v'yal mizbeach hazov, and then seven times on the mizbeach hazov, that's the inside mizbeach. U'tanan b'hu, over there we learn clearly that the matona achas miyam ma'keves in the perik b'yezil m'koymin. So over there by the chatas hapnim, you're supposed to make seven zrikas. If you're missing even one of them, you're not yotza. There we have a special limud by the chatas hapnim. Every single zrik is ikuva. If you're missing one zrik, you're not yotza. If so, maybe I should learn out from the chatis, a regular chatis that's brought on the mizbeach hachitzoin from the mizbeach hapnim. And I'll say like this maybe. Ma domim ha'amurim b'fnim. Just like these kabonis that are brought on the mizbeach hapnim. Chisar achas v'matonis. If it's missing one of the matonis. Lo yosav lo yikluam, mishnod alochur is, you're not yotza at all. Here we have a special gzeras akosiv. That lemaisa it's likuva yitaka not yotza. If so, maybe I should say the same thing. Af domim hamur machutz. Even by regular korban chatis, where you make this rika bachutz, maybe there also I should say that chisar achas mimatonos lo yosa klum hinat yotza. So in other words, in svara I'm not sure what should be the locha by korban chatis. If you only make one zrika, is there a kapor or not? There are two ways to look at it. Learn it out from the zrika of the domim lamato, or learn it out from the chatas hapnim, where there it is the kuva. So Gemara says, let's see, nira lemi doima. To which type of a korban is this doima to? One svar is donim chutz michutz. Learn out from the mizbeach hachitzayin, the outside mizbeach. Learn out rather from there that the zrikas that are don lamato on the bottom part of it, you are yotze with one zrika.
So who adin achates that's brought on the top part should also be yotza. V'yein don and chutz mepnim, and do not learn out the korban achates that's brought on the outside of mizbeach from a korban apnim that's brought on the inside of mizbeach. That's one way to look at it. Oy, maybe no. Oy, klach l'derech zu. Let's look at the other way. That the svara should be don in chates v'dalad kronos me chates v'yaba kronos. By the chates apnim, these two special korbanos that are brought in the mizbeach apnim, it's a chates, and it also says the zrik has to be on the four koronas. The same thing, a regular korban chates that's brought on the mizbeach hachitza and the outside mizbeach, you also need four zrikas, and it also says four koronas over there. And so that's the biggest svara to learn out chates hachitza and from chates apnim. And the al yochir to not look and to not learn out from there the korban on the mizbeach hachitzon that's brought lamata on the bottom of the sikas lamata of the chuta sikro shein chates, because that's not a chates. A chates is brought lamala. You want to learn it out from other kabonis that are brought lamata. It's not a chates. For dalat kronos, you do not need dalat zrikas there either. On the mizbeach hachitzon, when you make the zrika on the lamata, you only need shtayim shem arba. You do not really need four zrikas. If so, in svara, I should not learn out from domim lamata, but rather I should learn out from domim hapnim on the chitzon hapnim. So really, in svara, I should say, as Beisila holds in svara, I should say that by a regular korban chatis, if you're missing any one of the four zrikas, it's loyasab leklum. That's what I would have said minas svara. Therefore, Basil holds Darshan these tzukim of the extra v'chiper, Talmud loyma v'chiper. Therefore, I need an extra pocket to teach me that no, with one drink alone, you're makayim the mitzvah. You do not need four. Talmud loyma v'chiper. Levnei hadin, kiper afa pish loynosan, ela shloisha. The only would have said one keeper, I would have thought to say, even though you only put three zrikas, still you yotza. Keeper says a second time the word v'chiper, that teaches another chiddush. That afal pishtoy nosan elishtayim, even though you only made two zrikas. Now, without the word v'chiper at all, I would have thought to say you have to have four zrikas. It says one time the word v'chiper, take away from four, three is enough. It says a second time the word v'chiper, then not only three, even two is enough. Keeper, why does it say the third time the word keeper, to teach us? Even though you only make one zrika on the mizbeach hachitzon lamala, still you have the kapara. That's Basil was Rosha. So the kitzah Basil also agrees yeshem lenikra. You go the way you read the pasuk, but still he has an extra pasuk v'chipa to teach us that it's not likuva, that only one zrika is likuva, not more. Yeah. Now, for Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, we want to say now by Sukkos also, everybody agrees, Yeshim Lemikra. So then it says Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. So what's Pshat in the Rabbanan that says you only need three walls, and a two is a Kilchosa, and one is, the third wall is only a Tefach. So what's the Machlekes? Bo Pligi. Rav Shimon Sava Sikha Le Boikro. Like it says in the Pasuk, Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. It says it three times plural. We read it plural. So one is the Gufay. Left off with two. So Rav Shimon holds that you dash in all two of them, I mean, two plurals means four, that you dash in the four of them. And he yells, Sikha le boikur, you not need a special posse to teach us that you need tzach. Therefore, the posse is saying you need four walls, and sahalach le mashem isrin is that on the fourth wall, the tefach is enough. For Rabbanan Tzav, what's Rabbanan Shita? Sikha boikur. They say, no, that sikha, you need one of them, le drosh le gufay, that you need tzach. So therefore, you're only left over with three. And therefore, three is to teach us that you need three walls. And the lach l'moshe misinai is that the third wall is enough for tefach. But the kids are not a machlokes whether you go boss the mikro or you go boss the ksiv. Everybody could agree you go boss the mikro. Yeah. For Rabbi Kiva Rabbonin, what are they arguing? We said before the shaler is nafshois. It says lashon of al kol nafshois mates. And the Kiva Darshins, even though you only have one revius of dam from two mesim, still it's matana b'yoyim. Because he Darshins the word nafshos the way we read it. Even though it's written the foshos, we read it nafshos. So who are you telling me now? So why do the Rabbanan argue? If everybody holds it go the way we read it, so why do the Rabbanan argue on the Kiva? They should also read our call nafshos mate. So what's shot in the Rabbanan? So I'll tell you like this. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan b'hopligi.
Rabbi Kiva Savar Nafshois Tati Mashma. Smashim from two different mason. Even though you only receive one revius of dam from both of them, still it's matama b'yoyel. For Rabbon and Savri, nafshois, true, we read it, the word nafshois, but it means the alma mashma. Not that it goes on two mason in front of you, it just means the alma. In other words, when you have mason, and the revius comes out from one of the mason, it has a tumas oil. But it just means, nafshois means the alma. Like talking about all over mason. What's the loch about mason? That if revius dams comes out of a mace, then it's matama b'yoyel. But not from two different mace, it means only one. Yeah. So kitzur, so far will be in the yashiv, everybody holds yeshim l'nikra, you go after the way we read it. Because that was the first kasha, how do you read the word, le'savasha gdi b'chelev imoy? That it's written chelev, maybe it means with the fat. How do we know to know it means milk? But we read it b'cholev imoy? Because we go after the nikra. We know that the way we're supposed to read the pasuk is becholov imoy. That's why we miyashu so for everybody holds yeshim lenikra. You go the way we read it. We read it cholov. Now the Gemara says, "O the kula yalma yeshim lenikra." Is it true what you say? What we're saying until now that everybody agrees? You go after the way we read the pasuk. I'll prove you not like that. For a time you learn like this. The pasuk says the toitofos. Says the word three times in three different parshas. Says the word. Now, two of them is choser, and one of them is mole with the vav. Harei ken arva. So one is mole, and two is single, that you have four together. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael Dashens. From here we know you need four batim. In the tefillin shalrosh, you have to have four batim. How do we know that by shalrosh needs four batim? Because we go mashma, yeshin, not the way we read it, but the way it's written. Because we read it l'taitofos. You see clearly that Rabbi Shmuel does not go after the mikra, but he goes after the ksiv, the way it's written. We have Rabbi Kiva says, "I don't need this type of a drosha. How to say I know you need four batim by the shalrosh, but rather tat the kisvi shtayim. The word tat in this city kisvi is called shtayim, and pas the Africa in Africa when they say the word pas, you know what it means? They mean shtayim. So that's how Rabbi Kiva says. I know the taitofos means you have to have four batim." But I call upon him that mashma, that we go after the ksiv, the way it's written, and not after the nikra. Rabbi Shmuel clearly does not go the way we read it. We read all three words, l'taitofos. And still he's dashening two single, and only one plural. So you see, he did not go after the nikra. So Mara says true, el-li-yo-lam pligi, could be takas machlokes, whether you go boss the nikra, or whether you go boss ksiv. Could be takas machlokes, I'll tell you. Eliyahu pligi, v'hani mili. When do I say they argue? Ki pligi heichid dishoni kro mimeferus. When the pasuk made suffering different than the way it's really written. Rashi says, "Bi'os yes hakriya yiseiros ala meferus." When is there a shaila which way the dashin by these pasukim? It says the taitofos a mol a chaser. So really, one way to read it is letatfos, and we know the way we're supposed to read it is letaitofos. So the reading is different than the way it's written. So in such a case, it's a machlokes, which way should you dashen? Should you dashen the way we read it, or should you dashen the way it's written? Because there's a difference between the two. That's when there's a machlokes, to tell you. When there's a difference, when the way it was given, we read it differently, then it's a shaila which way to dashen. Here I'll tell you the word, even if we're going to read it chelev, it's written the same way as cholov. So if we're going to go bust the way we read it, Cholov, there's no difference from the way it's written. If so, in such a case, Tichiyadodi Ninu, Yeshim Lemikra. Just here I'll tell you, everybody holds you go after the way we read it. The Kabbalah, as we read it, by Savashol, Agdi, Be Cholov Imoy. So here everybody agrees you go after the Kriya, the way we read it, it means milk. I maybe means Chalev. Here, since it's written, and it could be read the same way, everybody agrees you go after the way we're supposed to read it, which is Cholov. Zemara says, no, that's not true. I'll bring you proof to the machlokes even when the kriya and the ksiv is the same way. So Shailo, by Oyla Regal, it says the word yeroa. And the chiyadodininu, there's two ways to read this. You can read it yeroa, or you can read it yireh. And it's both the way that Rashi brings down. It's written the same way. It's a yud resh aleph hey. It's a Shailo, which way to read it? Yeroa or yireh? And it's a machlokes over here. Chiyadodininu, O pligi is a machlekes over here, which way to dashin, the way we read it, or the way it's really written. The tiny will learn like this. Yerchanan ben Daboy Yoimer, Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Tema. He holds Hasuma Biechod Meyenov, Potter Minaria. If somebody is blind only in one eye, he's also Potter for the mitzvah of the regal. He doesn't have to come up to the Beis Hamikdash. He doesn't have to bring his korban oila. Why? Shenema the pasuk says Yeroya, and we dashin Yeroya Kiderech Shabo Lirois. Kach bo lirois. Now it's the same way you go ma lirois. B'shteyenov. Just like when you come up to the Beis Hamikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you. So when Hashem looks at you, He looks with His two eyes. Is af lirois. When you're coming to see Hashem, you're coming to the Beis Hamikdash also. B'shteyenov. It means with two eyes. Rashi says Yeroa ko zechurcha ksid. It says Yeroa ko zechurcha. Every zachar has the mitzvah to be at a regal. The Karinim, we read it. Not Yira, but we read it Yeroya. Tavayo Dashini, Kadashin in both ways. Yira calls the Churcha mean Sheyiro Pnei Ashchina, that you're supposed to go up and see Hashem. Yeroya is Mashma Sheyisro Lefonov. That means Hashem should see you. Shubol Eroysoi, that you should be seen in front of Hashem. Yeroya means you should be seen in front of Hashem. So we're learning out, we're dashing both ways here. Hekish, we're making Hekish, Riyoscha L'Riyosoi. That the same way Hashem sees you, that's the way you should see Him. That Kederach Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bo L'Rois, when Hashem comes to see you, Kach Bo L'Rois Lo, you should see Him. Mahu Roy Rashi says, Lo Yitzchol Kishu Sholem. Hashem sees us like with two eyes, a Moshel, like when He's Sholem. Shinemar Eini Hashem L'Kecha Bo M'Resh Yisad, it's Afat Roy Yisad B'Shtein Echa. Alma, what do we see? Afagav D'Chi Adodin Enu, whether you read it, Yireh or Yeroh, it's written the same way. Tashin HaMesiris, still we go after the Mesiris. Maybe the Gabi Cholavim also. Man Lemad La Lidrash Chelevimai Vasa Mesiris. Who says we don't read it? Chelev. Maybe go Vasa the Mesiris. Not Vasa the Kriya we read it, Cholav. But maybe here go Vasa Chelev. Maybe the Pasuk means to say you can't cook milk, meat, and fat. But maybe with milk it's mutter. So that's the Kasha. You see even by Yira. You also have a Machlekes Hayadashin. So maybe Cholav also, who told you the way we read it? It means Cholav. Maybe the way it's written, maybe it means Chalav. How do we know to say that you're allowed to cook meat and fat, and you're not allowed to cook meat and milk? Remember like this. Elu Amar Ravacha, Bered Ravika. Omar Kuro, the Pasuk says like this. Loi Savah Shel Gedi, Bechalav Imai. Or we read it, Becholav Imai. But it says, Lashon of Loi Savah Shel, you can't cook the meat with this word cholav or chalav. So now, what does this word mean? Derech bishul osra Torah. The Torah is saying you can't cook. So that's how we know the word here must mean cholav, because in milk you could cook something. You could put meat in milk, and that's called cooking it up. But if you have a piece of fat and you put a piece of meat there, that's not called cooking. Russia, that's called tigun. That's called your frying. So since the Torah says lashem loisavashol, that's how I know everybody agrees here. The word must mean cholav. Milk. But in the other places, even though it's written exactly both, either way we read it or the way we go after, it's the same Lashon, still it's possibly Machlekes. Like Yiro and Yira, it's a Machlekes. Aye, how come here everybody agrees Cholav here means Cholav and not Chelev? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisavasho, it has to be a Maisa Bishol, which is by milk and not by fat. By fat, it's frying, not cooking. Now the Gemara says, Turn around, bottom. Look like this. Dinei Momnis B'Shloisha. Look what the Mishnah says. To pass on the Shaila of Momnis, you have to have three Dayonim. But you should know, Fiyim Hoya Mumcha L'Rabim. Let's say you have one person that's a Mumcha.